You're watching Beyond the Headlines with Mike Matthews.
What is up, medical device world? This is Beyond the Headlines with Mike Matthews. I am your host, Mike Matthews. And with me, as always, is Hank Balch. Hank, say hello.
Hello.
And we have a special guest with us again this week. This time we have Jake McHugh.
Hello, everybody.
Now, most of you probably know Jake's work as the primary guy behind sterile processing memes. As you know, we had our big first ever annual meme war with Beyond Clean, and it was kind of inspired by some of the stuff that Jake has done. Jake, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea of starting a meme board based on sterile processing?
Well, the try and keep it not too long. I started creating them along with some of my folks at work as a way to just kind of like clear out some frustration, give some imagery to the things we were dealing with day to day, and try and make it a little bit more livable. And after doing that for a little while, we got the idea, we started printing them out, and we put up a whole wall of them for sterile processing week in October. And that took off, and it was funny. Not only did the SPD people get a kick out of it, but we had OR people coming through, pointing them out, chuckling at like, oh, I'm guilty of that. And then we would have reps coming through, and they would start laughing at them too, a little red-faced. So after a while, I had amassed such an amount that I was like, I have to find another way to get this out there to more people. Who else is going to enjoy it? And I didn't know what would happen. So one day I just created an Instagram page and I started posting a whole bunch, actually to slow myself down, because I was like, wait, I'm not going to have anything to keep going with. And then I started trying to share it to different places, Beyond Clean being one of them. And then I think you guys really pushed it out there. It's kind of how it came to be and how it's been rolling on ever since.
Yeah, I got to tell you, there is a new art form, if you want to call it that, that has been created by social media, and that art form is called memes, which is so weird if you think about it, but it's amazing. These things have the ability, like you said, to communicate and express a point, express a frustration. We saw this on, you know, our big meme war that we had on our Facebook page. How many of those were immediately identifiable? Like, as soon as you saw it, you're like, yep, I've been there. I've dealt with that. And so it's amazing that, you know, just something as simple as a picture with a few lines of text have the ability to communicate something so universal to our industry. So I think there is plenty of future for sterile processing memes, not just for the cathartic nature of getting frustrations off your chest, but even for education. I think that's something that we've talked about before, that there is, I believe, a way for memes to be used to teach as well, because like you said, those people from the OR, those reps who are coming through, guess what they're doing when they're laughing? They're also thinking to themselves, yep, I should probably not do that anymore. Yeah, so Hank, any input on our meme war?
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun with the meme war, and if you didn't get a chance to see it, we had a corporate sponsor, actually 3T Medical, gave a $100 grand prize for the meme on our Facebook page that got the most likes and engagements. And it was funny because I knew about sterile processing memes before we did the meme war, and it was one of the inspirations for it. And of course, Jake has done a tremendous work creating a huge library of just hilarious insights into our industry. And so I expected to see, and I did see, a lot of memes that actually he had created and then other folks, you know, entered into the meme war, which is, you know, that's how it is. Like, that's what memes are all about. They take on a life of their own and then kind of transcend all those boundaries. But it was a lot of fun to see. And I know even back, as Jake was saying, at the creation of sterile processing memes, and I think we got started on Instagram about the same time when Beyond Clean Instagram started. I also saw the sterile processing memes group, and it was like overnight. Like we had a couple of hundred followers, I think, for Beyond Clean. And then I look up and I'm like, this new group, Cell Processing Memes, has already exceeded us by like 2, 3, 4 fold. And I was like, Jake, how did you do this? What's going on?
I think I remember that day because I saw it. I was like, I got more followers than the Beyond Clean guy? How is that possible?
Yeah, and I just checked, you know, over 1,100 followers now on Instagram, you know, which is a tremendous following if you look at how small the niche is for sterile processing.
Yeah, and I'm also surprised when you guys started sharing some of mine on Fridays, the followers started jumping and I could see them on that Friday. All of a sudden I'd get 10 more. I get 20 more followers. So thank you guys for spreading the word. Now we're on Facebook too, working hard on that.
Yeah, great. I tell folks all the time, so we do social media consulting through Beyond Clean now for vendors, and I'm constantly communicating the tremendous engagement levels on Facebook for sterile processing folks. Out of all the social media platforms, there are none that compare to the sheer number of active sterile processing users who are talking about sterile processing topics on Facebook, both in the U.S. and internationally. So if you sell anything, you know, product or service into sterile processing and you're not active on Facebook, you are missing out on a tremendous audience opportunity. And even with Beyond Clean, we saw that. We started at the very beginning on LinkedIn because that's where I was most active. But I just kept seeing all these downloads coming through Facebook. And so we decided, you know, very quickly, we've got to get into this space, and we have seen tremendous growth as well. But that's it's a key indicator, I think, for the future strength of a business is how active is their Facebook page and what are they saying out there.
You're watching Beyond the Headlines with Mike Matthews.
You know the great thing about a podcast? You can talk to thousands of people at the same time, uninterrupted, again and again and again. And not just that, but if they love what you said, they can share the entire conversation with their department decision makers or send it to their friends at the hospital across the street. Whatever you're spending on expo halls, you should be carving out a percentage for podcast exposure as well. Because even the best conversation in an expo hall is just that, a loud, interrupted, and single conversation. Even if it was amazing, that person has no way to describe or duplicate that conversation to their entire network. A 25 to 30 minute podcast where you can talk one-on-one to thousands of leads at once? Not even in the same ballpark in terms of real, tangible value. Contact Beyond Clean today to learn more about our vendor spotlights and expand your reach.